Hello.
Hello, this is customer support. My name is Shatirica. Give me a courtesy call back. May I please have your zip code, please?
Is Shakira, you say?
Yes, ma'am, Shatirica.
My zip code is 35150.
Your first and last name, please, ma'am.
Rebecca Pope.
Okay. And that was 35150.
35150. Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. Thank you so much. Please verify your shipping address, please.
Ma'am, are we gonna get to why I call you?
Yes, ma'am. I have to ask these questions in order to get into the account. That's why I said, please verify your shipping address, ma'am.
It's 317 West 8th Street.
Thank you so much. And how may I help you today, Miss Lauder?
You can help me if you could help me understand why, after I thought I made it perfectly clear that I just wanted the sample bottles that I ordered, and you guys have taken out $195.98 after I specifically said this is what I wanted. And even if I was going to continue with the subscription or whatever label title you have on I can't see where it would even be time for that. It hasn't even been 2 weeks since I received the first product. I mean, so why are you, is your company, I know you didn't do it personally, but why is your company taking money out of my account?
Well, they have you under a 14-day trial paying $5.97 and $4.97 for shipping. And you had to call in and cancel by May 7th. If not, they charge full retail price for both of those products. And even if you told that
Miss
agent,
Shirika, I'm hoping I'm not butchering your name. I don't mean to. Before this product even got here, I made it clear that that was all I wanted. So it was way before May 7th. But I'm going to make it clear that I've already contacted my bank and I'm going to pursue fraudulent charges because it's beyond what I requested to be taken out of my, my account.
yes, ma'am. So you
I
already
just
did a
don't.
dispute?
I'm going to do a dispute. I contacted my bank already, but it's after hours. But on Monday morning, I will be doing that because I just don't think that's right. I think, as a consumer, if I say this is all I want, then I thought that should be the end of it. I mean, wouldn't you agree though?
Yes, ma'am, but the agent, if you tell them, she should have told you or he should have told you to call back and cancel, because by you verbally saying it and they didn't give you a cancellation, even if you state fraud, they will still try to get those funds out of your account. And then I don't not sure if you did read those terms conditions by your agreeing to those terms. So even if you do the fraud and dispute, that company still will try to get those funds. So what I can do, I'm gonna offer you some promotions. You can agree or disagree, but I'm gonna work with you. Just know I have to offer these promotions, okay? So they're willing to offer you a 60-day hold. That 60-day hold will let you try the product for 60 days.
I don't want the hold, and it's not
Yes, ma'am.
directed towards you personally. Please don't
Absolutely.
think that. It's not.
Hey, I
I don't want the
understand,
hold.
ma'am.
I want my money. I am on a fixed income, so I'm clear about what I can and can't do. I'm just not going to obligate myself into something I know I'm not going to agree to. They have taken part of my mortgage out of my account.
Absolutely.
You know, and
I'm not worried with
disability.
You.
So,
I understand,
you know,
Miss Lauder. Okay.
I'm just not a nasty person, but that's really what I really want to be nasty, but I can't because it's not right. But I am so hurt. I am very hurt to have checked my account and they have taken this money out. You know, and I thought I was perfectly clear about what I wanted and what I didn't want. And I'm guess everybody's just trying to make a sale. I don't know if you guys work off commission. And it wasn't you that I spoke with. So let me please repeat again. It's not anything directed at you personally. But
yes,
I am
ma'am.
Very
but she shows she or he should have told you to call. You had to call any counsel. But yeah, I know that I'm offering a complimentary bottle. If you like a complimentary bottle today, and you can just disagree, and I can also apply a 50% discount if you like to continue. If not, I'm gonna go ahead and get that account canceled for you. And due to coronavirus, I will issue that $95.94. And $99.94 back into your account, okay?
I appreciate that.
You're very
welcome. How if you knew, you would really understand. I am just really taken aback. I mean, you know, before I come off work on disability, I work, you know, with the public as well, and I just couldn't see. Just to make a sale, not doing the right thing. If there was something more that I should have been doing, when I know I was clear about this is all I need to come out my account, then I would have told that customer, well, hey, Miss or Mister, this is what you need to do. You know, I can't stop that now, but
yeah,
and this is what you need to do in the future in order for that not to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just think that's the right thing to do. I mean, I know we all have to make a living, you know, but I just think there should be a line drawn somewhere to what you will and what you won't do, you know, if you're a good person. I mean, everybody's not good. I know that, you know, but this is crazy. You know, $195 is a long way from
$10.94. Yeah, $195.88. That's why I got to reimburse you, and it's gonna show back 3 to 5 business days. So I'm typing all the information so it can go back in.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'm way up here, but my mama stay in Chicago.
Girl, get out of here.
Yeah, she work at
the
she the manager at a Family Dollar down there.
In Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I don't believe that. I wish I could think of her name. Let me tell you. She just called me.
She from
been.
Yeah, she from what you call it? She from she really ain't from Montgomery, Alabama. She from down there in Raymond, Alabama. But they call her Kelly.
Really nice.
Her name is Kelly.
We were just in there yesterday because my sister and I had been trying to get some sanitizer and disinfectant wipes. And she had some to come in, and she was kind enough to call my sister. And, of course, you know, you can't get one. But we were able to get one for my sister's home and one for my home as well. She was nice. She's always nice, though, when we go in there. If it's the same lady that I think, she's a manager. She's definitely the manager. She's always nice.
And she got some wide hips. That's her.
Yep, that's her. I didn't want to say that, but that's her. I got some wide ones, too, honey. we Southern girls.
So your $195.88 will show back into your account 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay. What is it? Sure. I'm gonna butcher your name again,
Shatira.
But I want to write it down because I want to tell your mom what I do with my pen. I want to tell your mom that I have lost my pen. That I spoke with you and you were the one that helped me. Candace was running the family. I lost my pen, sure. Say it one more time for me.
S-H-E-T-E-C-A, Shaterica.
Shaterica. I've been putting a K in there. I'm about to tell your mom. I really am. And so where are you?
I'm in California right now.
Oh, wow. Girl, you're a long way from your mama.
Yeah, Alabama life. But look, the southern don't leave, though.
No, it doesn't. But, I mean, it's a little slower down here on this end than it is where you are.
Yeah, but a lot of coronavirus also.
Yeah. I saw that on the news. Yeah, it is. But you're doing what you need to do to stay safe, though, right?
Yes, ma'am. We at home.
Oh, are you? You can work from home. That's
yes,
really
ma'am.
Good. That's really good. That's good. I'm going to let your mom know that I spoke with her daughter. And her daughter was very kind to me. And I don't tell her I was on the phone about to cry when you talk to her.
Yeah, I ain't going to tell her that. But it'd be a lot of, we have a lot of people from Alabama. It's good to have people call in that's out of town. It made me feel like coming home every now and then.
How often do you get home? Like just for the holidays?
Probably like once a year.
Oh, once a year. Well, I mean, that's good enough.
Yes,
you know, it's got to be expensive for you to come home though, like that.
Oh, yes. Especially with five kids.
Oh, my girl. Bless your heart.
Yes, ma'am. So is there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
No, that'll be all you've done. Done enough, and I appreciate it so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, and happy Mother's Day, and thanks for calling Customer Support.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank you so much. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.